We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hey there, I'm Alexa.
I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and here's a hymn that was written long ago.
We can use the same words to praise our Lord today.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above.
Named Esther, who became queen of Persia.
She was very beautiful.
And God used her beauty to help his chosen people, the Jews.
We will hear the rest of her story today.
It starts with a man named Haman.
The king had made him second in command, and he was feeling really good about it.
All the royal officials at the king's gate knelt down and paid honor to Haman, for the king had commanded this concerning him, but Mordecai, the cousin of Queen Esther, would not.
We have studied some other stories about people not wanting to bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Uh-huh. We just studied them not too long ago, didn't we? Well, let's go on with the story.
When Haman saw that Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honor, he was mad.
And when he learned that Mordecai was a Jew, he looked for a way to destroy all Mordecai's people.
All the Jews throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes.
Then Haman said to King Xerxes, "There are people in your kingdom who are different. They don't obey the king's laws. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them, and I will put 10,000 talents of silver into the royal treasury for the men who carry out this business. That's a lot of money."
So the king took a signet ring from his finger and gave it to Haman. "Keep the money," the king said to Haman, "and do with the people as you please."
Messages were sent to all the king's provinces with the order to destroy and kill all of the Jews.
Young and old.
Women and little children.
On a single day, the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, and to take their belongings.
A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality so they would be ready for that day.
When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and he went out into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing.
Esther found out that her cousin Mordecai was upset. She sent her servant to go to Mordecai, and Mordecai told him everything. including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in the kingdom, to show to Esther and to explain it to her. And he told her servant to urge Esther to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people.
Esther was afraid to go before the king.
She sent this message back to Mordecai.
All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death.
The only exception to this is for the king to extend the gold scepter to him and spare his life.
When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer.
Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish.
You may have been chosen to be queen for such a time as this.
Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai.
Go, gather together all the Jews who are in the kingdom and fast for me.
Do not eat or drink for 3 days.
I will fast as you do, she said.
When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions.
What do you think was going through Esther's mind?
Maybe some fear.
Okay.
She's probably like second-guessing herself, like, I can't do this.
Yeah, because she was facing maybe death, right? People who came before the king were put to death unless he held out his scepter. So she wasn't sure how the king was going to respond to her. Well, God gave Esther the courage and strength and put her in that place so he could save his people.
For such a time as this,
for such a time as this,
every child, every woman, every man, for such a time as this. He has called you, he has made you part of his plan.
Be strong
and courageous and trust in the Lord. For such a time as this, God will reign, we will prosper. Our God is here.
Be strong.
On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace, in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the golden scepter that was in his hand. He asked her what she wanted and what he could do for her. And Esther said, "If it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to a banquet I will prepare for them. Then I will answer the king's question. Haman went out that day happy. When he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, well, that made him mad. Haman went home to his friends, and he boasted to them about his vast wealth and his many sons and all the ways the king had honored him and how he had elevated him above all other nobles and officials. And that's not all, Haman added. I am the only person Queen Esther invited to accompany the king to a banquet that she was giving. She has invited me along with the king tomorrow. But all of this gives me no satisfaction, because I see that that Jew Mordecai sitting at the king's gate will not bow down.
His wife and all his friends said to him,
Have a gallows built. Ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai hanged on it.
Then go with the king to dinner and be happy.
This suggestion delighted Haman, and he had the gallows built.
But that night, the king could not sleep. So he ordered the Book of Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him.
The king learned that Mordecai had exposed two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, had tried to assassinate the king.
When the king found out, he wanted to honor Mordecai.
So he told Haman to get the royal robes and a royal horse and lead Mordecai through the city streets, saying,
This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor.
How do you think Haman felt at this time, Becca?
Very, very annoyed and frustrated.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's probably like furious that the king would even care about Mordecai.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's go on with the story, Julia.
When he went to the royal banquet, Queen Esther told the king about Haman's plans to kill all of the Jews, including herself.
When the king realized he had been tricked by Haman, he ordered Haman to be put to death on the same gallows that he had made for Mordecai.
Mordecai was given Haman's position, second in command, and Queen Esther was given all of the riches of Haman's family.
The king made a new decree giving the Jews permission to fight back.
And they did fight back.
They defeated their enemy, and God saved them.
There was joy and gladness among the Jews, with feasting and celebrations.
You know that God is never mentioned in the Book of Esther, but we can really see him working in the lives of his people.
He made Esther queen.
Okay, that was pretty unlikely, wasn't it, that a Jewish girl would be queen of Persia? Alexa?
God made sure that the king didn't kill Esther.
Okay.
Giving her the right words to say to the king right before she went to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He used her to, like, save the entire Jewish race that was living in Persia.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, that night, the king couldn't sleep, and so he had one of his servants bring the royal records, and he realized that Mordecai had saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of funny how Haman was boasting about how great he was and how much the king had honored him and everything, but then God definitely turned it around by making him be humbled.
He sure did.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we know that you are working in our lives too, giving us opportunities to serve you. When we are faced with trials, help us to be strong and courageous, like Esther. We know that you are in control. You will guide us. You sent Jesus to save us. We praise you, and we give you thanks. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
This was quite a story, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Probably one you've heard before, but maybe we've learned something a little bit different this time as we went through it. And this week, I want you to think about the many ways that God works in your life. People he brings into your life to help you and to teach you. And remember,
God is in control.
He will save his people.
He saved his people who lived with Queen Esther and Mordecai from certain death.
And he will save all people who believe in Jesus from certain death.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.